קטע מקור ראשון של רבש.
First excerpt from Rabash.
צריך להשתדל.
Each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society. So read again. Each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through the society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts, that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
Дорогие братья, любимые, Творец удостоил нас быть.
Beloved friends, the Creator awarded us with being together today.
Дал нам идеальную десятку.
Gave us a huge, powerful vessel. Gave us the complete ten.
У великого каббалиста.
He allowed us to learn from the great Kabbalist. Let's make an effort. Use the opportunity we were given by the Creator. Let's take advantage of the opportunity in the most efficient way, only together.
Да, дорогие товарищи, мы очень трепетно к этой подготовке.
Yes, dear friends.
И
it's very exciting how we approach this preparation.
Конгрессу тоже отнести, поэтому.
And we decided to insert here this preparation for the Congress also. And we would like each one in this lesson to hear even better our teacher, to internalize the desire of the friend even more, we would like to awaken such a state by this preparation, for the preparation to the convention itself. We very much love everyone. I'd like to pass it on.
So I can excerpt Rabash. The Torah has the power to reform a person, referring to the evil within man, meaning the will to receive, that it will work in order to bestow. In this manner, he will have dvekut and will be able to receive the real pleasures and will not be considered a receiver. Thus, through the Torah, it will be possible to sustain man in this world, for the Torah will reform him. This is the meaning of let us make man, which they explained, I and you will establish him in the world. That is, from the Creator comes the will to receive, and from the Torah comes the desire to bestow. And from those two, man will be able to exist in the world. That is, through those two, he will be able to receive abundance, yet remain in dvekut. Again, the Torah has the power to reform a person, referring to the evil within man, meaning the will to receive, that it will work in order to bestow. In this manner, he will have dvekut and will be able to receive the real pleasures and will not be considered a receiver. Thus, through the Torah, it will be possible to sustain man in this world, for the Torah will reform him. This is the meaning of let us make man, which they explained, I and you will establish him in the world. That is, from the Creator comes the will to receive, and from the Torah comes the desire to bestow. And from those two, man will be able to exist in the world. That is, through those two, he will be able to receive abundance, yet remain in dvekut.
Active workshop 1.
What means does the Torah give a person to turn the will to receive into the will to bestow? Again, what means does the Torah give a person to turn the will to receive into the will to bestow?
The Torah gives power and remedy. We don't know exactly how it works, but there's magic in it. It turns the person from a beast to a human, from a receiver to a giver, from a hater to a lover.
In this article we're reading here, there's a very nice fable of how a person goes to a doctor, and there's a very nice doctor who heals everyone. You just have to ask him what you want him to heal. And that's what the Torah gives a person. The entire revelation of this good that you can ask from the doctor over all the illnesses, and not just some partial ones, because he doesn't yet understand just how bad the illness in him is. And that's the great thing, that the truth is revealed to him.
When we were little, we were told to take the golden path. And that's really the simplest thing. The path of Torah is the golden path. And there is no other way for a person to come out of his vessels and move to the vessels of the Upper One. The
only means to change the intention is the light that reforms. That's what we need to demand, and we are here in order to build the prayer, the request, in order that this light will come and make the change in us.
And the root for everything is that the shattering was made, just like he restricted himself and allowed the will to receive to exist. He puts the sparks of bestowal into the will to receive, and we have to collect them and raise them as man.
Yeah, so it turns out that Torah is that same glue that adheres all those parts back to one whole. And it operates between people who make the effort to reach it, to awaken it back to the state, make the effort to justify, to love. And this force operates between us. First of all, it also shows us where we really are and whom we have to demand from and what to demand. And it's a huge force.
It's a huge power, yeah, that works on the broken pieces, the broken man. And there's a condition. Man needs to want to become a whole man, be connected to the rest of the piece, with the rest of the pieces, and altogether raise a prayer, ask for the remedy that the Torah will bring, put the pieces together, and build us into a one complete man bonded with the Creator.
It's a wonder. From this discussion, it's clarified more and more how much this means. It's so strong and beloved and dear. It really does everything in us. From the generation of the vessel to the breaking of the vessel, its correction, the revelation of evil in the vessel, everything is by this means called Torah.
Yes, this is the unifying factor between us. It's where we can come clean and nullified, and from our unity, from our connection, discover the writings.
So now we have 2.5 hours where we learn the sources together, and we can turn this study into a prayer. We must do this, to draw the light in a common prayer.
By learning this wondrous process and discussing it and working to realize it in the 10, that's how it works in us.
Just that we need to direct ourselves, what we want to aim ourselves, what we want to take out of the reading, out of the study. What are we requesting from the Creator, from the light? What is a person requesting from life in general? That's what we need to awaken in this study.
Yeah, to awaken the light of Torah, ask to be together, all connected with love, and from our love to the love of the Creator, to be bonded with Him and join Him in creation.
И что в творении?
Вместе составляем молитву об объединении мирового клина уроки.
Now, all of us together are building a prayer for the connection of the world clean the lesson. Again, active workshop 2. Let's build together a prayer for the connection of the world Kli in the lesson.
Help us reveal the love between us.
We'll request the light that reforms.
And thank you for giving us the privilege of being together here in the context of Torah.
And save us, connect us
to one great connected Kli, and we'll demand it together and really be as one.
As one that raises the deficiencies of all the friends into one deficiency that's common, the demands, connection to Him.
And
aim our prayers so they are outside of ourselves for the friends, and that together we'll find what is this deficiency to bring you contentment.
And incorporate all the prayers of the entire world together to, so we can raise it as one prayer to be as one man in one heart.
That will be with one common deficiency in this lesson. Help us build it.
And hear our prayer.
May it be a complete prayer, united prayer.
Let's give us desire for this, to return to be united.
That this desire will grow from day to day. We have a Congress that is unprecedented.
Prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, we thank you for our unity, for the Rav and our great teachers, and for the very special friends you have given us. We are grateful for the opportunity to work together on the correction of the ego that is revealed between us. We thank you for the strength that you give us to reveal our unity. Please place your faith in our hearts forever, without ceasing, so that it is a firm and mighty foundation in our hearts. Give us the will and strength to do all our actions for your sakes alone.